Know all, and you will pardon all. Know all, and you will pardon all. These are the words of Thomas Kempis, great philosopher, had many positive understandings of life and shared them well. But his words of know all and you will pardon all. Now, what does that mean? Is there anyone among us who knows all? We know everything. We know all the details of life. Yes, all of us do. Because we are divine. And when we forget that we're divine, then we forget that we know all. When we forget that we're divine, then we forget that we are one, that we have created everything, that we are the source, we are the foundation. And you see, when we forget that, then we muddle through life and we say, why me, O God? And why me, O God? Because I forgot who I was. I forgot what my purpose in life is. I forgot what direction I wanted to go. I forgot how wonderful the world is. I forgot. Now, why do we forget? Why do we forget? We forget because we think that we are not who we are. If I say to any of you, you're God, you'll say, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What booby hatch did you fall out of? What crazy house were you living in? Yes, we're God. But why? Why do we think people are crazy when they think that they're God? What do we think God is? Do we think God is some great mystical being that has an attitude about everything, that knows everything? You see, we haven't the capacity to realize what it means to be all. If we had the capacity to realize what it means to be all, we would realize that if we were all, and we are, but if we were all, we would be confused about nothing because we are it. If we are all, we are aware of who we are and where we're going and what life's all about. Now, I continuously say this phrase to you, and you continuously ignore it. Yes, you do. And the phrase is, be yourself and have fun. And you say, but that's naughty. Yeah, that's what you've been told all of your life, that if you're having fun, you're being naughty. Naughty or nice, you know. Sugar and spice and that sort of stuff, you know. And little boys are doing bad things. They are not. They're being creative. They're being dynamic. They're investigating life. Now, we say, you can investigate life, but remember, if you're driving your car, drive the speed limit. But I want to go above the speed limit. I want to get out of the salt flats. I want to go zipping down the street. The Prince and Me was a video. And in the video, the prince, on the city streets of his hometown, the nation that he was a prince of, on the city streets, he and his buddies would roar up their engines, and when they did, the policemen, which we're all about, gathered the crowds back and pushed everybody back and said, the kids are going to play. Now, stay out of their way. And the kids went roaring around with their cars, just having a ball. They were speeding. They were not satisfied. And the reason they were not satisfied is because they were not harmonious with themselves and their community. They were being different. Now, to be totally harmonious with your community, totally harmonious with yourself, totally harmonious with your world, it's the most wonderful thing you can imagine. Now, have you ever experienced it? Each one of us has many times. And every time we experience, we say, wow, that was so nice. Oh, I feel so tickly inside, you know. I feel so giggly. I feel so wonderful. Now, is that bad? No. That's being yourself and having fun when you feel tickly and wonderful inside. Not when you're racing, not when you're violating the rules of society or violating the rules of yourself. We have the opportunity to do what we know is right. We have the opportunity to know all, and when we know all, we pardon all. We don't judge it. To not pardon means not to judge. To not pardon it, we're not judging. When you judge something, you say it's right or wrong. And you say that that's right and that's wrong. And you're saying it is right for this to be here, and I'm going to set it up on top of here. Well, it'll fall off. Don't set it up on top of there. Don't set that dish on top of that other dish. Why? Why not? Let it fall down. Did it break? Did it get hurt? Did anything bad happen? Not at all. Because I wasn't making something bad happen. No. I take this and throw it. This very heavy cup here, and I throw it, and it might break. But if I throw it, and I am not meaning anger, and not meaning hate, I throw it at the couch, and it lands in the couch. Is it going to be hurt? Not at all. But the thing is, where is it that we're doing things? When you're not having fun, busting up things is not fun, because when you look at something that's busted after you busted it, you think, yeah, now I got to sweep it up and clean it up. But when you can throw it at the couch and it sort of gets in the cushions, or maybe even bounces off the couch on the carpet, it doesn't bounce off on a hard surface. It bounces off on the carpet. And you see, Herb, that's kind of silly. No, it isn't. Well, you know what that is? That's being yourself and having fun. Why is it when someone is losing their cool and another person comes around and slaps them in the face? I needed that. Yeah. Well, why do you need that? Why are you losing your cool? Why are you not being yourself and having fun? Why are you judging anything in life? Why are you pardoning anybody? A pardon is never a pardon, because the original problem that was pardoned is still there. You may be pardoned from having the repercussions of that, but the repercussions mentally are greater than any. And you cannot pardon anything. You cannot say, I excuse you, son. You know, you stole that bike and I excuse you. You know, just don't do it again. Don't say, I excuse you. Just say, is that the kind of response you want from life? Is that the kind of incident you want out of life? Is that the kind of attitude you want out of life? You want people to mistrust you? If you want to be trustful, like yourself. Like yourself. Be the kind of person that somebody would say, they would never do that. They would never steal. They would never hurt another person. They would never do those. It's just beyond their nature. And when you start thinking that way, then you don't think that way. Because it's not in your nature to even think it's in their nature or not in their nature. Because when you are knowing all, you're living in that bliss, in that be yourself and have fun type of attitude, which is the most wonderful attitude in the whole world. Anita was telling us a story this morning about her activity in the zoo, and how when she took her job, she had so many different things to learn in the working in the ZOO, the zoo, with all these animals and stuff like that, and the giraffes and the tigers and the lions and the snakes and stuff like that. And really, she didn't work with them. She worked with the organization that kept all things flowing harmoniously for the giraffes, the tigers, the elephants. And she was in management. And you see, that's what we all are. We are in management of our life. We don't judge it. We just be ourselves and have fun. Now, Anita was being herself and having fun, and all the other staff members who didn't know her yet, they sort of held her at arm's length. But Anita just kept on being herself and having fun. and loving those people around her. And whenever they had a problem, she was there, and they knew they could call upon her and ask her, and she would never say, stupid, you know, why didn't you know that? She never said that, because she's been there and done that. And so what does she do? She just says, yeah, I understand. Here's the answer. And I won't tell anybody. If you don't tell anybody, you didn't know it. You know, no problem. Here's the answer. It's all yours, all mine. When you know all is in perfect harmony. All is in peace. All is in magic. Now, do you want to live in magic? It's difficult for you to say, I'm God, and mean it, because you think God is something greater than all. But when you say, I like myself, I like me, be yourself and have fun, then you're being God in the highest and the best. Mm-hmm. And that's the what you want to do. Have a great day being yourself and having fun. And know that I say to you, no judgment. I love you. I love you. I love you.